All right, so we're continuing in the Halakha of Pele Yoyis. We spoke about yesterday the Indian of Brachis, the Indian of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not taking from this world without deriving any benefit from this world without first saying a bracha, in a sense without asking permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said that someone who does not take, does not make and ask permission from Hashem, it's basically in a sense of Avodah Zarah. It's also coming and stemming from Gaiva. And we said that's why someone who does that is like Yeravam ben Nevat. So we said before that such a person doesn't know brachis. There's an amaratzis that people just simply don't know, either for the fact they just don't never learned the halachas, or it just never occurred to them bichlal. Val kain, val kol meichel im ochal kazayis v'kol mashe shos v'menu reviyas sarich l'varich bracha archoina ish kibrechasa. Right, as it says that a person who eats the amount of a kazayis, or that's in terms of a food, in terms of you drinking, it's reviyas. You need to make a bracha archoina for each of these different things. V'da ocha sherab mami aretz ein yoydem matbeya birchas me'ein shalosh sarich l'varich achar pas abba bekisnin. They don't know alamichya. Unfortunately, a lot of people are very ignorant. They don't know the bracha of alamichya. V'archa yain v'archa pershem meshivas haminim kigoyin anavim lachim yaveshim tzimuk. What's the Isser of Me'ila?
What is Mo'al?
Mo'al literally means to misuse. So by hektish, very good, by hektish. The halacha by hektish is that if something is already sanctified given to the sanctuary of the temple, given to the Beis HaMikdash, it has an Isser Me'ila. We've looked at it a few times for those who are here in Maseches Kedushin. That someone who misuses, misappropriates it and uses it for themselves. It's consecrated for one particular use and you're using it for your own use. Something like that is considered to be me'ila. And me'ila, you have to pay a lot of money, right? How exactly you define it, it's an interesting discussion.
Me'ila is a knas?
Me'ila is a knas? Oh, no. Yes, technically, but the payment measurement that we use is mamon. It's a big machlekes in the acharonim. There's a paper from Chaim on it, from Chaim al Rambam, that says actually that it's a din mamon, not a din knas. Yes, go for it. You have a question.
About judging people favorably. Is there a better
Is it connected to this year that we're staying over here?
Yeah, sort of like in his wording. Are people allowed to, most of Klal Yisrael is not making this bit acharon right? Is
100%.
That the best way to say it?
100%. Because when it comes to chinuch, the idea is you're supposed to talk about principles. Talk about the big picture. It doesn't help to say, you don't get the principle across. The principle that's day to day, but when you're actively teaching, for example, you have to set an example. You have to set a kind of a picture of how the world unfortunately is, and you have to face that reality very tough. So when you're doing it, l'shem learning and getting better, then you're allowed to talk that way. There's a very famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. He says, what happens if a rav gets up and gives a shiur and he teaches a halacha meir, and he knows for a fact that people in this crowd are not going to follow the halacha? Is it permitted or not to give that shiur? Says Rav Moshe, of course it is. Of course it is. Oh, why not lift the evil to Mitchell? They now know the halacha and they're not going to keep the halacha. And he says, no, that's called chinuch. Chinuch is you have to teach. You can't live in this world where teaching is
when you're not allowed to.
When you're not in a personal way with the intention of hurting somebody else.
Yeah, but don't we know that like the Tanaim were really punished for these sort of things, for talking kaviyachol bad about Klal Yisrael that my children aren't doing?
You have to know what that means. I don't know. You have to talk to me and point to a specific chazal. I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. There are situations and times where somebody has been punished for talking negative against Klal Yisrael, for sure. But again, it's with the intention, it's the idea in mind of helping and teaching. It's with the intention of teaching. It's not a problem.
There's no better way to do it?
No, that's the way it's being done. Is the way it should be done.
Okay, just
wanted... No. I'm not here to smush you down. I'm saying that that's the principle. The
no,
principle
like,
is that it's with the intention.
Like me, like
when
I'm aretz, so
like,
then
I'll, you're not aretz. Can I tell you what I'm aretz is? An aretz is not somebody who doesn't know and is ignorant of halacha. An amaretz is somebody who doesn't care to learn the halacha. You are not an amaretz. You may be, I'm only basing off of what you said, but you may be an ignoramus, chas v'shalom, I don't think you are, but you may think yourself as ignorant, but you're not an amaretz. Amaretz again is like a mindset that I don't care, my head is down here. Am haaretz means I'm a person of the ground. I don't care about putting myself up in the shamayim, looking up towards the heavens to make myself a better person. And Amaretz is uninterested in learning. They don't even know what they don't know, and they don't even care to not know that they don't know. The truth is, there's a lot of things that we don't know. A person doesn't know. Believe me, you see other people doing things. You're not picking up on the fact that other people do things. Well, I wonder why they do that. Okay, I want to learn why they're doing that. You know, an Amar is someone who's uninterested in learning. Let's continue weiter. Oh, so it sounds like this. As someone who steals from this world without making a bracha, it's like stealing. Matakante, so what is he supposed to do to make himself better, to work on it, to do tshuva? Yelech etzel chacham v'yilamdu. Go to a time of chacham, learn the halachas v'hilchas brachas. V'zeh klal gadol mishoreitzel liyos oved alakim kasha yos lonu al yaseinu yehudim ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim b'atoyer v'chol tibir chacham v'schar v'oynish. Moving on to membeis. Roi shelo yevoi shelo yikali me'lelech etzel chacham v'yamdeinu. Chazal's telling over here. You made a mistake. You made the wrong brachas. Or you're not saying brachas at all. So you made a mistake. What do you do? It literally connected to what we just said a second ago. Learn. Go and learn. Know that you didn't know, don't know something. Go to a Rav and actually ask a Shaila. But if you don't even care to ask a Shaila, that's an Amaretz. Again, an Amaretz is someone who is not even bothered that they don't know. they sit in the Litvish yeshivas, in the European yeshivas, they said that the Mila of like the Litvische Welt was there's a lot of milas, a lot of concerns, but a lot of milas. It was that the worst thing to possibly ever be was to be an Amaretz. There was like built into like the like their stomach, like Chas V'Shalom, to be an Amaretz, it's the worst. It was built into the culture of I never want to be ignorant, which it implies there's a desire to know as much as you can. There's a desire to learn, desire to become wise, desire to, if you hear that people know things, I want to be like that too. I want also not to be the know-it-all, but I want to know stuff. I don't want to be somebody sitting there and be like, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's flying. Okay, but it's okay. I'm okay with not. A lot of times people will get to conclusions and reach levels of assumption. It's okay, I don't know. It's okay, I don't have to know. I don't need to know. That's terrible. That's the worst place to be. A person wants to, you have to have that level of, that pump and excitement within your stomach. That I want to know. What if a memory that impacted me? So I just connected my brother. I went to the Sephardim store with my brother. My brother, like, really, this impacted me. Like, I was very young at the time. I walked in the Sephardim store. My brother looks around and he has like this face of like excitement. He looks around and says, "There's so much to learn." Oh, I was like so impacted by that. He was a regular high school teenager kid, but I was so impacted by his excitement to want to learn more. I'm sorry, I was ignoring questions. I'll take questions though. Wait, what are you trying to say?
What was it like to say, I know I need to make those brachas, but I'm not holding there. Like, I'm normal, whatever it is, I'm working on Shabbos, I'm working at kosher, I'm working on other things, like...
But does that mean not to learn the halachas, or does it mean you may not be practically, physically holding by it?
Both, because once I know the halachas, I have to keep them.
Okay, keep them, okay. Yes,
but if I'm not ready to keep them, I'm pushing them.
But let me ask you a question. If you don't know the halachas, you don't have to keep them?
Well, then
you have to keep them regardless if you know the halachas. You don't know the halachas.
Wait a minute, I'm going to get punished for all the halachas that I don't know?
One's no. Amazing.
If a person's sure, trying and a person's in a talich, and again, if this...
Meaning if I'm growing and doing, I'm not going to get punished for that. I don't know that.
I don't know where you're going to get punished. My Torah says you get punished if you don't keep halacha, and then you get schar if you keep halacha. This middle ground that we've created of like, well, I'm not holding there, I don't know. I don't know these things. If you believe in that framework, I understand what he's saying, but if you believe in that framework of... I'm not holding there, therefore, I don't know, I'm going to avoid it. I don't know if that, I think, you're not going to get anything done.
I'm working on things, it's not that I'm avoiding it, it's not there yet. I'm talking about a Ben Aliyah, who's right. Just not there yet. I'm not talking about some guy who's trying to find loopholes.
Halacha is halacha, you have to keep it to the best of your abilities. Knowledge is absolutely required. So despite the fact that you don't know it, it doesn't mean you don't have to let's keep it.
Yes, but
keeping it is chayev, whether you know it or don't know it. The difference is that there's maybe a higher quote unquote expectation than now that you know.
You're telling me I'm going to get punished my entire life. I never knew that I'm supposed to cut my nails. What's it called, right? Like you're supposed to skip over one. You're telling me I literally learned that like a year ago.
Right.
And you're telling me what? So I don't think. The last 23 or 4 years I'm going to get punished?
No. First of all, number one, that particular sugya. No, but that particular sugya, you're not mukhiv necessarily. There's a lot of Gedolei Yisrael that don't do it. And then, again, it's like, okay, that's my point. Learning it to say that I know what is the bottom line and what is the top line and how much of to. The point is only over here, as I'm trying to say. It's a mindset. The mindset is that knowledge does not mean I have somehow like found a loophole. Meaning if I don't know it, I found a loophole, I don't have to keep it. You're going to have to keep it regardless. The difference only is that do you have a healthy perspective about how growth works? That even if I know it and I'm trying to do the best that I can, that I'm taking on one bracha, that this is the bracha that I'm focusing on, I'm doing it for 2 months. Other brachas, I can't handle it right now. But that you're pushing forward towards growth. A lot of times people say, I'm not holding by, it's really just an excuse not to start and not to do it. If a person's not starting it, I don't want to talk. I'm not interested. If we're talking about somebody who's saying, I'm doing it, and I'm showing you practical signs I'm doing it, then you should be learning all the halachas. Learn all the halachas, shir ha-makom. Learn all the halachas of whether or not, what's it called? you know, after 30 minutes, can you make a new bracha or not? I'm blinking on the right. You should know these halachas. How I'm keeping them? Okay, that's called practical day-to-day life. A person has to have a healthy mindset of, I'm trying to do the best that I can, but knowledge is not, but lack of knowledge isn't an excuse.
If someone is learning because they have a child, if you take off all his time,
I hear.
He's not holding my brothers. You tried to ask for a summary
The insight over here is that if a person has made mistakes, they're taking steps towards trying to fix it. Go to a shir, start learning the halachas. It's a practical step. But a person to say, I'm not even going to go to the Rav because I'm just not holding there, there's no excuse. That is not an excuse. You have to put forward.
Once you know the halachas, you have to keep it, no?
I would say that that's a discussion between somebody and their Rebbe and their teacher and their mentor that has a longer discussion about. Where practically are you holding? What practically can you do? But not internally to say, oh, I'm just not holding, therefore I'm not going to even enter into the discussion. I think that there's no excuse not to enter into discussion, and more specifically, to learn the halachas. Learning halachas, you're right. Once someone knows, I have to do it, the answer is, and this is the answer. Even if you learn it, you still got to do it. You just don't know. Quote, unquote, you don't know. Although everyone who's grown up religious knows that you have to say brachos. Generally, obviously,
you're not going to get punished retroactively.
I don't live in the world. I don't know. Maybe I have a very warped perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't live in the world of punished versus not punished. I live in the world of, am I making strides towards getting better or not? Maybe it's, I don't know. I would wish everybody would have a healthier perspective about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and wants you to keep Torah mitzvahs and not to have this constant neck on your shoulder being
so
like,
do you feel that way?
I don't feel that way at all. I never grew up that way. I never had the sense of doom and gloom that I'm not keeping this.
You
know what it means to me? That Hashem loves you.
What?
That Hashem,
of course, 100%. 100%. It depends. Listen, it's a longer discussion for a different time that definitely should not be recorded. However, I'll tell you this. Is that a person that,
right.
I will say this, that this perspective of a God of punishment and of doom and gloom, it'll get you out of bed, but it will not get you to do anything at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You hear the difference?
Yeah.
Meaning it's a principle for life. It doesn't get you in the end zone. It gets you maybe partly a little bit engine going, but it does not keep you going.
My grandfather was
years of Roimimus, right? Years of the star and Oinish. Yeah, again, it's not in the Kuda. It's
not
a point. Again, and we've spoken about this quite a few times in the Koil here. Baruch Hashem. Okay, I'm gonna stop here.